Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. What do we do each Monday afternoon? We sit with Laura Kennard at our favorite coffee shop, Grounds for Celebration in Windsor Heights, and talk about networking opportunities as well as educational opportunities. Laura is from Drake University, as well as DMAC, as well as DMBizEvents.com. Wow, got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that you're not feeling very well, but thank you very much for sitting down and doing this. Let's go. What do you got?
No worries. Thanks for... I just got that over the Thanksgiving being around too many people, I
That's
guess,
right.
bug.
Don't hang out with people.
Don't hang out with people. I do that all the time, but maybe just not in as close a quarters.
Yeah, see, just don't. Yeah, just. So I just, by the way, I just went up to the counter to say hello to my friends here at Grounds for Celebration, and they gave me hand sanitizer.
Oh.
Because they knew I was talking to you.
Oh, yeah, probably. Did they hand you a mask, too?
No, not yet.
So, but they have a nice fundraiser here today, I might mention.
Yeah.
They all of the tips, if you come and have a cup of coffee or have lunch or have a...
Is it just today?
It's not all the time.
They do this often.
They do it very often. So they support Forever Home, which is a dog rescue. And they also have a Christmas or holiday needs list, too. So I think you could contact the Forever Home or even Grounds for Celebration if you wanted to donate paper towels, bleach, garbage bags, you know, things
stuff
that relate to dogs and messes.
Yeah, right. These people are so great. Judy and Jan and the rest of the staff here, they do this often where they raise money. They take their tips and they turn those over to... pet rescue.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
It's pretty cool.
So tomorrow, so we have some, you know, it's we're winding up the year, and a lot of these things are business / party, holiday, thank you, give back, shopping related.
Please tell me there's no ugly sweater thing coming up.
Well, there's lots of ugly, we're not going to talk about
that.
But there's a lot of ugly sweater
things.
So.
I don't get that.
But tomorrow we have business tax reform, things to be aware of and prepare for. Apparently, there were some other tax changes that might impact your business.
Oh, there certainly are. And people are going to be very surprised who benefits and who doesn't.
So
make sure you go to this.
5 to 6 p.m. at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. You know, they always put on some thoughtful workshops there. So if you are an owner or you just want to understand even individually, I understand how these tax reforms, but
sure.
I guess it says business tax reform, but I know that they do a lot with personal taxes too.
Just go. If you are a small business person, you are going to be shocked because it ain't all what it suggests.
That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next thing, same night, so you'll have to pick and choose here from 5:30 to 7:30. We're having Founder Fireside at the West Des Moines Business Incubator. They do this every month. But this time they're having, I'm going to actually give you a little bit more details on this. They're having Sam Hoyle and Danny Straubel with Rack House.
Rack House Whiskey Club. Rack House Whiskey Club, by the way, they were on the Business News Hour last week.
So... that one looks like it's going to be well attended. Looks like popular. So they're going to have a founder fireside where they just chat and talk about what it's like to be a founder.
Yep. It's a great story, by the way. They travel all over the United States to these small batch distilleries and then help them market their product.
Oh, wow.
And then they have a club where you can pay X amount of dollars and then you get bottles of what is being made.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah, it is.
So then, you know, we talk about 1 million cups most every week.
Right, because Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays. But this is, they're cutting it off early, giving December a break, because this is the year-end celebration. It's tomorrow. It's Wednesday from 8 to 9:30.
Gesundheit, what?
Goodness.
See, you've got the sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's that little tickle. You know that annoying tickle?
Yeah, right.
So
poor thing. Jeez.
It's at the Science Center, as usual. It'll be well attended, so get there early. Already 145 people say they're coming. But that's just going to be kind of a year-end networking and recap of what Million Cups did and who was out there. So
good.
That'll be a good one. And then also, same day, we have 11:30 to 1, the top five small business, top five intellectual property tips you need to know at the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
700 Locust downtown.
700 Locust, that's right. So then we also have, this one's really interesting to me, Power Breakfast Innovation Acceleration, 7 to 9 at the Ruan Center on the 34th floor in the Embassy Club. I haven't been to the Embassy Club for a while. So that is, see who's this putting this thing on.
Sure,
the Des Moines Business Record.
Yeah, I was going to say the Business Record.
So I'm really,
I think they live there at the Embassy Club.
Oh, really? Yeah. They just have an office there?
I think so, yeah.
So that, I'm really interested in, it says, talk of innovation and entrepreneurialism is everywhere, from startup scene to big-time corporations and even at college campuses. So apparently, they're going to talk about Kaufman Index, U.S. News and World Report, how Iowa ranks and racks up compared to other states for entrepreneurship and innovation. So that looks like it'll be super interesting. 7 to 7:30 networking, and then 7:30 to 9, it will be a panel discussion.
Yes.
All right. So every year also, Creme Cupcake, Christina Moffitt, will put on her holiday open house as kind of a thank you back to the community. And I think that she's maybe like celebrating 5 years this year. But anyway, she does this every year. And that's over off of Ingersoll. So if you've never been out to a concept that is a dessert bar with wine, it's a really cute little place.
It's kind of
fun. Fun place to go. So that's 4:30 to 6:30.
On Thursday?
On Thursday.
Got it.
So that brings us all the way to Friday. And there's some networking things, cocktails and conversations at Wine Styles in West Glen.
Nice.
Never talked about that before.
No.
4 to 6 p.m. And that really takes us up to the end of the month, Michael. And
yes.
Now we're going to have all sorts of things. Vintage Made Fair and just a lot of, again, a lot of very holiday-related stuff. But I do want to put one plug in for the first Friday in December. Just an early plug. A friend of mine, Annie Woods, will be the featured person at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. And she's, I've done a lot of teaching with her through the AARP. She's just so fun to listen to. She is an immigrant from, I'm going to get it wrong, and she's going to kill me. Anyway, she's got a great bunch of energy, great accent.
What's her name?
Great fun. Annie Woods. Mm-hmm. Annie Woods. So she does business coaching, but I feel like her approach is a lot more, so she's very women focused, but she's also millennial women focused, and she just has a real kind
ability.
Of challenge yourself.
Yeah.
You know, don't feel sorry for yourself. Be reflective, and how does that relate to your success moving forward when you just are honest with yourself?
And
she kind of has an honest approach. So very
That's
good.
That's going to be the second? Is that the second? What is First Friday?
That is December 7th.
7th, that's right.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle of Hanukkah. So, yeah, wow. Hanukkah starts on Sunday night, the 2nd.
And I will be gone. I'll make the show
on
Monday the 3rd. And then I'm actually going to be doing something really interesting. I'm flying to Impact Cities, which is a national and even international conference on how do we start impacting smart cities and the future of cities now, rather than, you know, a lot of cities have these sort of long-term plans,
right.
2030 plans, and their whole point is the future is now. We're already seeing these things that need to come to fruition, and we can't just keep talking about them.
Got to do something.
So there's strategies, and so it's a very actionable conference. They're doing an agile workshop that you put these ideas on board and
right,
really
yeah.
work through.
So where is this at?
In Las Vegas.
Nice.
So it'll be held, and it's not too late to get tickets. You can still go. And I was just checking out flights, so you definitely can still go.
Sure.
And it just, if you're interested in anything with green space, mobility, future of like public transportation.
We should send the entire Windsor Heights City Council.
Absolutely.
Because the mayor just,
stuff all the time.
As I understand it, and I have not had this confirmed by a secondary party, but the mayor just vetoed the opportunity for the city to apply for a $2 million grant to redo University Avenue.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So maybe we should just send Dave Burgess and the rest of the city council out to Las Vegas so that they can get on board.
Well, I think it's going to be really, I mean, they've got everyone from people, Uber, other city leaders, people with technology solutions. I mean, just anything and everything at this conference. And I have the privilege of speaking on a panel with three other people that I feel are more deserving on this panel. And it's about the cross section between public and private. Mm. So we're going to talk about, of course, you know, I've been working on a mall project for a while. And we're also working with some government grants, reaching out to the city and saying, you've got these underutilized properties. What can we do to right. not only reimagine them, but also even pivot them to something mm-hmm. that will be a showcase for the direction that cities should go? And so I'm having this, I've researched it, of course, for over 3 years now. And so we're just, I'm going to sit on a panel and we're going to talk about what those opportunities look like.
Very good.
So, yeah.
All kinds of stuff going down with Laura Kennard. Thank you, Laura, for doing this and climbing
Thank
out
you.
Of your sick house and
making the show. Spreading the love, yes.
I understand that. So. Stay away, girl. Stay away. All right. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links up on the radio blog for all of this. Thanks again for doing this. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your next project, we can hook you up. For all those folks and for Laura, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.